Today's shiur is Vav Metzia, Daf Nun Ches. Nun Ches, we're starting Nun Ches, Amud Beis by the Tana Tuna. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Khan family, the Zecha Nishmas Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. The Shamash Haven Leah. Okay. Today is a late edition of the Daf Yomi Hamei Binyamin. Okay, Tana. Some Amoris was walking the Brisa, said in front of Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kol Amabim Pnei Chaveru, anyone who embarrasses his friend, Berabim, in public, Ki'ilu Shofech Domim. It is as if he had killed him. Amr Lei, so Rabbi Nachman said, Bar Yitzchak said back to this Tana, Sapri Karmarta, you said good. The Chazir Lei, because we see when someone is embarrassed, the Azul Sumka Asei Chivraya. You see that the red rushes to his face. When you blush, when you're embarrassed, it blushes to your face, and that's considered Shmichas Domim. So I guess what this people ask is that why is there a big three? There should be a big four. The fourth, the Har Gval Yavar, should be embarrassing your friend. And they say, because it's like Shvichos Damim, they say exactly, it is like Shvichos Damim, and it's big four, and it should be, some say that maybe Har Gval Yavar to embarrass your friend. So Amar Lei Abaye L'Ravdimi, Rav Abaye said to Ravdimi, B'marava, B'may Zihiri, what are they very careful with in Eretz Yisrael? Amar Lei, Bachburi Ape, they're very, very careful not to embarrass anybody. Why? The Amar Rebbe Chanina, Hakol Yordim L'Gehenim Chutz Mishlosha, three people go to Gehenim, meaning Gehenim can't purify their avers except for three. Before they get to that, the Gemara stops. Hakol Slagotai, does everyone really go down into Gehenim? So Ela Ema, Kol HaYordim Gehenim really means to say is that all who do go down to Gehenim, Olim, they all come up from there. Chutz Mishlosha, except for three, so Yordim Vein Olim, who go down to Gehenim, but they do not come up. The Elohen, and what are those three? Habal Eshes Ish, someone who has Bia with a married woman. Valmabim Pnei Chaveya Berabim, and someone who embarrasses his friend in public. And if you call somebody by a nickname or by a name that he doesn't want to be called by. So Gemara asks, Mechana Hainu Malbin, what are you talking about? If you call somebody by a name that he doesn't like, that's embarrassing him. It's the same thing as being Malbin Pnei Chaveru. So why is that mentioned separately? So Gemara answers, the Afal Gav the Dosh Be Bishmei, even though he's used to it, meaning even if they became hurgal to call this guy by this derogatory nickname, and he's no longer embarrassed by it because he's used to it, nevertheless he still had to do it because it's still a big avera, and because the person who's calling him that name is doing it in order to make him feel bad, just because he doesn't feel bad anymore because he's used to it, doesn't make a difference. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Noach lo l'adam sheyavo safek eshes ish, it is better for a person to be over an iser of safek eshes ish, va'al yavim pnei chaveo b'ravim, and not embarrass his friend in public. So the Ben Yoyada says that this does not really mean that you should be boil on a suffix ishus ish. It just means that if you're chashed on a suffix ishus ish, it's better to not embarrass your friend and just, you know, deal with the fact that someone's chashed you on suffix ishus ish. Minalei, from where do we know this? When Rabbi Yochanan learned this, we did Doris Rabba. He learned it from the drasha of Rabba. Must be that he learned saying drasha Rabba because Rabbi Yochanan preceded Rabba. The Doris Rabba. Rabba said, Maidiksev by case of David. By David, the enemies of David would make fun of David, and they would tell him that he was over in his reservations with Bathsheba. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Uvitzali samfu v'nesafu," and my limp they would gather and have happiness. Ne'esfu alai nechim, it says karul below damel, and they tore at me and I didn't cry. And Tzali, they claim, is Isha. Tzali is a woman, because as Rashi says, Vayiven as Hatzela, talks about when Chava was created, was that she was created from the Tzela. So what does that mean? Amar David, Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, the David was saying that since his enemies would make fun of him, what happened with Bathsheba. So Amar David, Lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, he said, Ribono Shel Olam, Galui V'yadu Lefanecha, it's known to you, she'im hayu mekroin b'sari, even if they would rip my flesh, lo haya dami shoseis la'aretz, I wouldn't have any tears, I wouldn't have any blood, nothing would come because I've already been embarrassed so much about it. Even when they were dealing with, when they were learning with negayim va'olos, they would stop, and the omrim li, and they say to me, David, habal eishes ish misasol b'ma, b'ma, what is the punishment of someone who's baal eishes ish? And I would answer them, misasol b'chenek, the misa is chenek, v'yesh lo chenek olam haba, nevertheless, someone who's over eishes ish, it has a chenek in olam haba, if he does tshuva, the Tosis Red points out, aval hamal b'nes p'nei chaveh b'rabin, but someone like you guys, who's embarrassing kissing a friend in public, ein lo chalek liolam haba. He has no share in the world to come. So you see that it's suffik ishes ish, which Batsheva really was a suffik ishes ish. It's machlokas Rashi and Tosos. And what happened was, Tosos says that there was a get al tnai. Rashi says there was a get al tnai. Rabbeinu Tam in this Tosos explains that what might happen there was that there was really a get, but it was known that if they would come back from battle, that they would remarry their wives. It was an issue here as to whether or not she was still tied to Uriah, but it was a suffik ishes ish, and that is not as bad as being malbe pnei chavei barabim. Amar Mazucha Batovia Amar Rav, Amri Le Amar Ruchan Bar Vizna Amar Shimon, the Amri Le Amar Rav Yochanan Bishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, who says, Noach Lola Adam Sheyapil Atzmal Kivshan Eish, it's better for a person to throw himself into the furnace, Val Yabi Pnechave Barabim, and avoid embarrassing his friend in public, Umi Nolay, and where do we know this? We Tamar, we know this from Tamar. Tamar was being brought out to be burnt, because she was apparently Mizana, and she said, he motzeis vihi shalchas chamer, and she says, la'imor la'isha sher eila lo anochi hara. Instead of pointing out Yehuda and saying, no, it's him, she did not want to embarrass Yehuda, and she was ready to sacrifice herself in order before embarrassing somebody else. Amar Rav Chanina Bereid Rav Idi, my diksev, what the pasuk says, velo sonu ishes amiso. When it comes to one knows Devarim, it says ishes amiso, it doesn't say achiv, right? When it came to one knows mamon, the pasuk said achiv, right? So why by Yonah's Devarim does not say achiv? So it says to teach you im sheitcha b'tor mitzvos al toneil. The iser of Yonah's Devarim is only on somebody who's mekayim tor mitzvos like you. Amar Rav. Rav says le'olami adam zoy be'onas ish. You should be very careful not to be mitzara your wife. Shemitoch shedem asa metzuya, because since she is quick to cry, Ona'asa Kirova, she's going to be ma'an her very quickly, and the punishment for being ma'an somebody is going to come, not ma'an her, is going to come very quickly. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Miyom Shenecharav Beis HaMikdash, for the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nin Alu Shari Tefillah, the gates of Tefillah were closed. The Meir explains that it's not that the gates of Tefillah were closed, the gates of Tefillah are very difficult. One can knock, and that's what we say, Dovke B'tshuva. You have to knock very hard on the gate to get in. Because the pasuk says, "Gam ki ezek ve'eshaveya sasam tefilasi." Even if I cry, sasam tefilasi. Actually, Hashem Baruch Hu is not going to listen to my tefilas. He closed the shari shemayim that my tefilas won't come. But afal pi sheshari tefilah, even though the gates of tefilah are closed, shari demos lo nanalu. Whatever this means, what it means that the gates of tears are not closed. Shenemar shimot tefilasi Hashem v'shavasi v'hazina. El demasi el techaras al techaras, but to my tears he will not turn away. So you see that the shahr of demos is still open. But Amar Rav says kol aholich ba'atzos ishto, someone who always listens to what his wife says, nofo b'gehenim, is going to end up going to gehenim shenemar. Was this by Achav? Rak lo haya Achav. It says by Achav. Rak lo haya Achav. Pasuk continues. Asher he seita oso izevel ishto. His wife Izevel would give him the advice, meaning they were trying to explain how evil Achav was, but the pasuk adds that Izevel was the one who caused it for him. So Amalei Rav Hapla Abaye, how can you say that you're not going to listen to what your wife says? And she don't people say, if your wife is short, you should bend down and listen to her, meaning you should listen to her advice. So lo kasha, Abaye answers that's not a kasha. Habamil da'alma, when it comes to things that are not talking about what goes on in the house, that's when you don't listen to her. Baha, but we say that you should listen to her, to what she says, it's b'mil de'besa, which things we talk about how to run the house. Lishna Achrina, another Lashon says, ha, where it says that you're not supposed to listen to her as mil d'shmai, when it talks to things regarding Torah mitzvahs. But ha, when it's listen to her, it's mil da'alma. It's talking about in yanim acherim, other things not related to Torah mitzvahs. Amar Rechizda, Rechizda says, kol hasha'arim, all the gates through which your tefillah go up to, nin alim, are closed, chutz mishare ona, except for the gate that goes up from somebody who's screaming on the fact that people are being mad him, people are being mitzar him. That gate is not closed. Shenei Amar, the pasuk says, hinei Hashem nitzav al chomas anach, ubiyad anach. Hashem is standing on the choma of the anach. Anach is a certain, it's like a string that the builders use. What's that called? The string of the a plumb line. That's the plumb line that the builders use. And so there's a straight plumb line from Kadosh Baruch Hu down to the person who's complaining. So the shower of tears is always open, like we said above. The shower of tears are always open. The Ma'ana cries a lot. So is that the same gate? The shower of not and the shower of demos is the same gate. Or are there other gates in the Shahr Demos? This could be one and the same. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Hakol Nifra Bidei Shaliach, all the avers that a person does, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes him via a shliach chutz meona, except for someone who needs to get punished for being ma'ane his friend, or who would be his friend. Shenamar ubi yado anach, meaning with someone who's Hashem's hand is standing there. He's oches with his hand the person who's being ma'ane. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abahu says shlosha ina pargo nigel ufneim. The three people, the gate is not closed in front of me, and the mechitza between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Lamala, I mean, a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not take away his eyes from these. Usually, if you make an Avera, there's a paragot separating you from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. But these three Averas, there is no separation. A Kadosh Baruch Hu sees it right away. What are they? Ona, Gezel, and Avodah Zarah. How do we know by Ona? Ona, like we just said, the Ksiv, Yado Onach. Meaning that by someone who's Ma'ana somebody, Hashem's hand is on him. Gezel, handled by Gezel, the Ksiv, it says in Yirmiyah, Hamas, the Shod, Yishama, Ba, Al Pinei Tamid. That my say Chanas, I hear completely. Al Pinei Tamid, or my face all the time. They're not hidden from me. And Avodah Zarah, the Ksiv, Ha'am, Hamachsim, Osi, Al Panai Tamid. I get angry, Hashem says, I get angry on the Avodah Zarah, it's standing in front of me, Tommy. It's right in front of me, in front of my face, and therefore there's no pargo that separates. Amar Yehuda la'olami, Adam zoi b'tfu'a, b'soch b'so. A person should always be careful to have enough wheat, or meaning have enough food in his house. She'im meriva mitsuya b'soch b'so shel Adam, because fights only happen because al iske tfu'a, because there's a lack of food. She'en amar, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hasam gvuleich shalom, chelev chitim yaspiech. If you have, when is there in your gvul going to be peace? Chelav chitim yasbech. If you have enough wheat, then when Hashem provides enough wheat, then the house is filled with peace. Amar of Papa. Rav Papa says, "Hayar the army inish," and this is what people say: "Kimishlam shari mikada nakish va'asei tigru b'vesa." When they are finished, when you are finished the barley in the, from the bucket, that's when the fight tries to enter into the house. The Amr of Chanina Bar Papa, Chanina Bar Papa says, La Olami Adam Zari B'Tfua B'Soch Beiso, a person should always be careful to have Tfua in his house. Shlo Nikri Yisrael Dolin Elal Iske Tfua, because B'nai Yisrael were only called poor people because of the lack of Tfua. Shen Amar, the Pasuk and Shokim. The Hoya Im Zer Yisrael, and it talks about Midjan, all like they came up to fight Am Yisrael. Uksiv, and it says afterwards, Vayachanu Aleihem, and the Pasuk continues, Vayashchitu as Yivol Ha'eretz, Ad Baruch Ha'azov Lo Yashiru Michai B'Yisrael. They didn't leave any food. Uksiv, and it says after them, Vayidal Yisrael Ma'obrit Nei Midjan. B'nai Yisrael became poor. So they became poor because the food was, because there was a choser of Tua. Amar Rabbi Chalbo, La'olam Hi Adam Zahir B'chvot Ishto. Always be careful with the honor of your wife. The honor of your house is because of your wife. Shenemar, I don't know why I paused there. Shenemar, ula Avram heitiv ba'avura. When Paro gave Sarah back to Avram, so Sarah now is in the house of Avram, that's when Avram heitiv ba'avura. Behind the Amar lu Rava lebenecha machosa, that's what Rava said to Bnei Machosa, okiru nishechayu kihechi ditis atru. Be mechabed your wives, you know, buy them jewelry, and give them a lot of kavod, in order that you will become wealthy. So the key.
Why isn't he give the example of Owen's wife?
Of Owen's wife?
Owen's wife is the one who saved him.
Right.
You have nothing to gain from Korach. You have nothing to gain from Moshe. All
right. Right. This week's parsha.
Gives a great example. It's a perfect example.
That you should listen. Yeah, and that goes against the Gemara here also, because the Gemara said you shouldn't listen to them to the Mila D'Shemaya. And she kind of...
I mean, you can take that as you know, regular standard worldly effects, or you take that as
I don't know, it's just... sometimes...
A perfect example?
Yeah. She told Om Ben Pelas, the wife told her, what are you doing, what are you going, just stop, and he stopped.
Right.
He was saved. Sanhedrin Kufta Samad Beis, okay.
He said, Menachem had a question. He said, where does it say that Korach's wife was the one that caused him the aggravation?
Right.
He said he came inside, he was all shame.
Right.
What's it called? Where's he? I don't know about him. I know the one with the
owners. Well, owners.
Unless it's in the same place. I
don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, also, a lot of times you have to listen to the women. I mean, if Mordechai was married to Esther... So Esther tells him to fast and do all these things because that's what's going to work. What does it mean? Don't listen to your wife. I don't know if it's brought down halacha lemaisa. I mean halacha lemaisa, you probably should listen to your wife. But I'm saying really halacha lemaisa. I don't know if it's brought down any of the poskim that do that. Harivol Yavor. Okay. So now the Gemara, which in my opinion may be one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, but we're going to start the beginning. The Gemara, the basic for the story of the Tanur of Achnaoi, is that there's a Mishnah in Kalim that talks about different types of Tumah Ventara. So if something is made out of Cheres, so then it can be Mekabel Tumah Besocho. But if it's made out of earth, if it's just sand, it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah. So you had this type of oven that was cut in sections. It was different sections, and it was pasted together with the sand. So you had, it's not Hasam. Chatochu Chulios. You cut it into sections, right? Vinasan Chol Bein Chulio L'Chulio. And you put sand in between each section to hold it together. Again, the Cheres is Mekabel Tumah, but the sand is not Mekabel Tumah. So Rabbi Lezer was Metaret. He said that this tanur does not have a din of kli cheres. It only has a din of kli glalim or kli adama, which is not makabel tuma. I guess because what's most important is the cement that holds it together. So that's what the tanur is, and it's different on makabel tuma. But chachamim metamim, but the chachamim were metamim, and they, according to them, since the sections were made out of cheres, the hole in between them, I guess, was but mevatel was butel to the oven, and therefore. Therefore, the Tanur is considered Kli Cheres, and therefore it's Mekabel Tumah. So now we have a fight, a discussion or a dispute as to who the halacha is like. Zehu Tanur Shal Achnaoi. This is called the Tanur of Achnaoi. My Achnaoi. Why is it called the Tanur Achnaoi? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Shekifu Dvarim Ke'achanyo Zo B'Timuhu. What happened was is that the Chachamim basically surrounded Rabbi Elazar, and Achnaoi is like a snake. The snake coils itself up all around. It wraps itself up. So too, the Chachamim wrapped themselves around Rabbi Elazar and to argue with him, and they try to bother him with all the questions, and they were metame the Tanur. And Tana, we learned on, Bryson says, but Osa Yom on that day, Hachir Rabbi Lezer, Kol Jewish of Olam Velo Kiblu Hamenu. He answered all their questions. They tried to knock him down, he answered all the questions. Amar Lahem, he said to them, he was so certain of himself, Im Halacha Kamosi, if the Halacha is like me, Chorav Ze Yochiach, this carob tree shall prove it to me, and Ne'akar Chorav Im Koma, the Chorav moved away from it where it was standing, Mea Amma, it moved away 100 Amma, but Amri Le Arba Meos Amma, some say 400 Ammas. Amrulah, the Chachamim said back to him, doesn't matter. Ema bin raya min achar. We don't bring a raya from a carob tree moving. Amrulahem, he continued. Chazar of Amrulahem. Ima lach kamosi amas hamayim yochichu. Then the water that's rushing here, it's going to prove that I'm right. And chazru amas hamayim laachareyim. And the amas hamayim went upstream. It started flowing backwards. Amrulah, they said, doesn't matter. Okay, they're doing all these miracles. Ema bin raya mi amas hamayim. You don't bring a raya from amas hamayim. Why a carob tree in the amas hamayim? So it says that's what. In order for the Chachamim to learn, they had the water and the tree was always planted in front of the base medrash to show that they didn't need to take care of it. Oh, could be. So they had the carob tree, they always had food, they always had water, they didn't have to worry about that, they could sit and learn. So he says, your learning is so far crooked, I'm taking away your sustenance. I'm going to move your sustenance away from the base medrash. Get out of the base medrash, you don't know what you're talking about. They say, you don't bring rice from that. So Chazav Amar Lahem, he says, Im Halacha Kamosi, he says, if the Halacha is like me, Kosli Beis HaMedrash Yechichah, the walls of the Beis HaMedrash Yechichah, more proof. I'll just knock down the Beis HaMedrash, because you don't know what's going on. So Hitu Kotli Beis HaMedrash Lipol. So now the walls of the Beis HaMedrash are falling in, are leading in to fall. Garbahem Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua gets very upset at the walls. Amar Lahem, Im Talmidei Chachamim Natzim Zedzeb Halacha, Atem Mativchem. He says, what are the walls of the Beis HaMedrash have anything to do? You have no say in this fight. We're discussing Halacha, and you're going to get involved? Stay out of it. So lo naflu mipnei kavod shel Rabbi Yeshua. They didn't fall because they had a cover for Rabbi Yeshua. Velo zakvu mipnei kavod shel Rabbi Lezer. But they didn't go back standing straight out of the cover for Rabbi Lezer. But daim matim va'omdim. I guess the time the Gemara was written, they were still standing, leaning this way. The original leaning tower. They were still landing. So Amar Lahem, Chazar Amar Lahem, Rabbi Lezer says back to them, Im halacha kamosi. If the halacha is like me, min hashamayim yochichu. From heaven, it's going to come down that I'm correct. Yotzo baskol. A baskol came out and said, Malacham Eitz Rabbi Eliezer, what are you bothering Rabbi Eliezer for? Shalacha Kamosa B'chol Makom. The Halacha is like him all the time. Amar Rabbi Yeshua al-Ragla, Rabbi Yeshua stands up. I don't know why I had to get up on his feet, but eventually he stands up and he screams. But Amar, he screams, Lo B'Shemayim Hi. Halacha, you're not being Machriya Din Torah from the heavens. It belongs to the Chachamim, it belongs to people on earth to interpret the Torah. What does that mean? My Lo B'Shemayim Hi, what does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kvar Nitna Torah Mehar Sinai. The Torah was given from Har Sinai. Ein Anu Mashkikim B'Baskol. We don't listen to the Baskol anymore. Shekvar Kasapta, but Har Sinai Achei Rabban Lahatos. We go according to Halachic norms. Halachic norm is Achei Rabban Lahatos. Here the Chachamim are arguing Rabbi Lazer, and that is the Halacha. We go like Achei Rabban Lahatos. One second. So Ashkei Rab Nosson El Yoho. Rabbi Nosson found El Yoho Navi. Amar Lei. So Rab Nosson says to El Yoho, My Abi Kutzav Brichu Behishaita. What was the Kaddish Baruch Hu doing at this time when this argument was going on? So Amar Lei, El Yoho says, Kachayech. The Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kabiyocha, was laughing. But Amar, he said, Nitzchuni Benai, Natzchuni Benai. My children have defeated me. And that they didn't listen to me in the Baskol, they defeated me. They, a very, very important and interesting Gemara. You know, it's fantastic Gemara. First of all, a few questions. Number one, Tosos asked right away that the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Yudalid says that the halacha is like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai because a Baskol came out to tell you that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So we mean don't listen to Baskol. We pass him like Beis Hillel because of a Baskol. So Tosos answers a few answers. Number one, he says that Baskol was going up the halacha. There, but Beis Hillel was the rabbi. So the Baskol was supportive of the halacha. Number two, he says, well, that Baskol came by itself. Here, Rabbi Lezer called the Baskol to come out. And that's when we don't listen. You can't bring a proof from someone for calling out. It's an interesting point to say that the Baskol, like Beis Hillel, up the Baskol. So what does it mean, Loba Shemayimi? So just to explain, it's interesting also that this is the same Rabbi Yeshua. The same Rabbi Yeshua had the problem with Rabbi Gamliel, and he was so. But it's perfect. What you see here is what the story tells you is that the halacha is not really interested in the absolute truth in an absolute sense. What halacha is interested is in the truth. Well, the mechanics are number one, and also that it's the pragmatic truth. But we come out to be practical speaking. One of the pragmatic truths is Acher Rabban Hato. So too by the other case of Rabbi Yeshua. That's why maybe he was so staunch in this, because he had to give in to Rabbi Gamliel and he had to carry his stick on what he thought was Yom Kippur, because that was the psak. The Nasi said that was the psak. That's the psak. So that's to hear the Rabbi Lezer. That's the psak. You have to go to it. Number one, you see here that there's an insistence that of the human share and responsibility in the interpretation of Torah. Once Torah is given to humans, it's inconceivable that every time you have a question, you have to go up to Hashem to ask the question. No, you have rules and regulations,
that's
and you paskin.
Right. He gave us the mechanics of it. We did it.
And we're going against him. We're using the mechanics. Right. Now, the question though is, though, how is it that the Baskol came out and said that Halacha is like Rabbi Lezer? So he was correct, but he was correct in a... He was correct in the absolute sense, as opposed to the practical sense, I guess, the words I'm using. I mean, this is in the introduction to the Ksos, the very famous introduction to the Ksos. I think Rabbi Raz has mentioned a few times. The introduction to the Ksos, I'll read the translation of it. He goes, one trembles at the thought that one might say about the Torah things that are not true, i.e. that the human mind is too weak to grasp the truth. The Torah was not given to ministering angels. It was given to man with a human mind. He gave us the Torah in conformity to the ability of the human mind to decide, even though it may not be the truth. Objectively speaking, only it be truth according to the conclusions of the human mind. Let the truth emerge from the earth, the truth be as the sages decide with the human mind. When it comes to al-halach l'maisa, the truth is what the chachamim decide, the truth isn't necessarily what the Kaddish Baruch Hu says the truth is. However, the shitos don't disappear. We always say that these minority opinions are still around, because we say elu ve'elu, divrei Elohim chayim. Okay, so, now comes some, that's where most people end the story, but the story continues. The story continues. Amru, they said, Oso Hayom, on that day that they were that was the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Chachamim, so he viewed kol tahoro shatir Rabbi Lezer usar from the ish. Since he held that this oven was tahor, so anything that fell into the oven would be tar. They took all the things that fell in, they said they were wrong, those are all tame, and you have to burn them. So basically what they would do, they were matame, who knows how many people they were matame for using foodstuffs and items that came from these types of ovens. They view kol tahor shatir Rabbi Lezer usar from the ish, v'nimnu alav, and they had paskin that the halacha should never be like him. I think that's why we also say we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer, because shamutehu. I thought it was shamute means that he was a beishamaynik. But I think some say shamutehu, because you see here they put him in cheirim. And shamta and cheirim sometimes are the same thing. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just thinking about that now. And it says, urbechuhu. And they put him in nidoy. With nidoy, whether it was cheirim, whatever. They didn't want to. They put him out. They put him out to pasture. I don't know why. I still don't understand why. They were having a halachic argument, and each side was marshaling proofs, and in the end they paskin like the halacha was like the chachamim. Does it say that he continued to paskin like himself? He wasn't a zaken mamre, so I don't know why they necessarily put him in chayim. But they had to tell him. Now they had to tell him that he was in chayim or in idui. So who's going to do that? So, but amru milech v'yodio. So amru lehem Rabbi Kiva
nielech.
Maybe it doesn't say that though. Maybe he refused to listen to them. It doesn't say that though. Maybe because he was given us marshaling these proofs, these supernatural proofs, A, he should know the halacha is achir rabim lahatos. B, did he know the Lord B'Shemayim? I don't know. So who's going to go and tell him that he did was that he's in Chayrin? The best volunteer of all. Who he's going to fight with? Rabbi Akiva. Amar lehem Rabbi Akiva ani elech. Shema yelech adam she'eino hagim. Because maybe somebody who's not appropriate is going to go there, but yodio, and he's going to get him upset. V'nimsim achir v'kes kol am kulo. And because he's going to be mocked on it, he's going to destroy the whole world. Apparently Rabbi Lezer was greater than everybody, and he had the power, he had superpowers. So met also Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva do? Love a shchorim. He got dressed in black. Vinis atev shchorim, and he wrapped himself up with black. V'yashol lefanav, and he sat in front of Rabbi Lezer. V'rechuk arba amos, four amos away. That's the din of somebody who's in nidui. Let us sit with them within four amos. Amar lo Rabbi Lezer. He said to Amar lo Rabbi Lezer, Akiva, my yomi yamayim. Rabbi Lezer said to Akiva, what you know, manishtana? Why today are you sitting away from so far? So Amar lo, Akiva says, Rabbi, kibedu meli shechaverim bedilim imcha. It appears to me that your friends are separating themselves from you. And from that, Rabbi Lezer understood that he was put into Nidui. So he accepts it. Kar b'gadav, he rips his clothes, v'cholatz na'alav, and he took off his shoes, v'nishmat, and he sat and got off the bench, v'yashal agav karka, and he sat on the ground. So, zalgu einav, he started to cry, zalgu einav demos, like we said before, the demos are still open, zalgu demos, Vlaka olam, and it wounded the world. Shalosh b'zesim, v'shalosh b'chitim, shlish b'sorim, v'yishon afbatzik shabiyada isha tafach. He destroyed like a third of the olives, a third of the chitim, a third of the sorim, and some say even the dough in the hands of women was miskalkel. His crying was so powerful that he basically destroyed the produce. So Tana, we learn in Braisa, ach gadol haya, but also hayom. There was a gadol in that time. Ab gadol haya ba'os hayom. There was such a makkah on the world that day. Shebechol makom shenasam bo'ein Rabbi Lezer nisraf. Any place Rabbi Lezer would place his eyes, he would burn it down. Va'af Rabban Gamliel haya ba'besvina. Even Rabban Gamliel, who was the Nasi, right, Nasi at the time, he was on a boat at the time. Va'amad alav nachshol. And a big wave, waves were going to come. It was a big storm in the sea. Latabo was to bury him. Amar kemedumalish einze elbish Rabbi Lezer ben Horkanus. This must be because of Rabbi Lezer. Amar al Raglav, he stood up and he said, "Amar Baruch Shalom Galoy Vidulof Nechash Shalol Lechvod Yassisi." I didn't do this because we didn't put him in chayim because of my kavod. Below the kavod base Abba Sisi, and not for your from my father's my house. Meaning the base David, my house is kavod. El Lechvod Chosholo Yibru Machlokas Yisrael. I only did it for you, so it wouldn't be Machlokas Yisrael. So there could be it wouldn't be Lo Sasu Torah Guda Gudos. We'd have a one sock. So Nach Yahayami Zapo. So the water stopped. So now there's a story. Rabbi Gamliel's wife was a sister of Rabbi Eliezer. So Ema Shalom, the Bisayo de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Gamliel's sister was Rabbi Eliezer's wife. Right. So Ema Shalom, the Bisayo de Rabbi Eliezer, Achte de Rabbi Gamliel, was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel, Have, Umehu Maisav Eilach Lo Havishakele Rabbi Eliezer Lumipal Ape. When this happened, from this story happened, she did not allow her husband to do Nefilas Apayim. Because she was afraid. She was afraid that if he didn't feel Sephayim, his tefillos would be heard. See the power of Tachlon. You shouldn't be really skipping Tachlon. Tachlon is a very powerful tefillah. And she would prevent him from doing the feel Sephayim in order that he would not be mazik her brother, Rabbi Gamliel. Hahu Yoma Reish Yarcha Havo. One day it was Rosh Chodesh. The Ichavle Ben Molo Chasr. But she didn't realize that it was Rosh Chodesh or not. She couldn't tell it was a Mali month, a Chasr month. The Ika de Amri Asa Anya Vekabava. Some say, Somebody came to her house, Vapikali Rifta, and asked for her bread, and she wasn't able to stop him from doing the Filas of Hayim. Ashkakse the Nafala Anpe, and she saw her husband doing the Filas of Hayim. Amrele, she said to him, Ay, Kum Katlik Lachi, you just killed my brother. Adahachi, after she said that, Nafik Shipura, Kol came out, Mibes Rabban Gamliel the Shachar, that Rabban Gamliel died. So Amrele, he said to his wife, Mina Yadat, how did you know that Rabban Gamliel died? Amrele, Kachmek Ublan, Mibes Abi Abba, Kol Hashem Na'al Nechus Mishari Ona. Because all the gates are closed except for those who are Ona, they were Ma'ana you, they were Metzar you, the gates of your tefillah were open, and therefore, does that mean he was davening for the death of Rabbi Gamliel? He was in pain.
Who was the cause of his pain?
Yeah, but the cause of his pain was to do it, lechvot, was shelo yarbu machlokas b'Yisrael.
But he's still in pain.
Okay.
That shows the power
of tears. I saw interesting things. What does it mean? He didn't say Tachman all these days? So he says, no, because Tachlon only works if there's no hefsek between Shmona Esrei and Tachlon. So all she did was mafsek him. It has to be a continuous thing. All she did was mafsek him between the two, and therefore there was no power for Tachlon anymore. That's supposed to talk during Chazor Shashatz. That's supposed to mill around during Chazor Shashatz.
That's what we talked about before.
You're not supposed to type on your BlackBerry on Chazor Shashatz. You have to pay attention to Chazor Shashatz and go straight to Tachlon.
The Mishnah Berurah says you're not even allowed to learn during, in between your Shashatz. Kwai Shema Esrei, as Shir Tzim is Kwai Shema Esrei.
Right, you have to just wait and stand. Rav Soloveitchik had a thing, that he used to stand with his feet together for the Chazar Shashatz. He said it was Tefillas HaTzibur, and he would stand. I think Rabbi Raza discussed at the end of Rosh Hashanah, he talked about that. That was Tefillas HaTzibur. Okay, so let's try to get to the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanon, learn the Brice, Hama'ana es Hager, if you metzar a ger over b'shlosha lavim, you're over on three lavim, v'halochatso, and you if you force him to pay back a loan that you know he doesn't have, over b'shnayim, you're over on two lavim. So he said, Mara says, wait a second, Ma'ishna Ma'ana, why the Ma'ana is it three? Why? Because it's three psukim. Number one, v'ger lo sone, one. V'ki yagor isra ger v'atzkam lo sonu also, two. Another pasuk, lo sonu ishas amiso. Right? V'ger b'chal amiso. A ger is part of your nation. Lochetzo namish lo shuksivi. He says, don't be lochetzim three times also. He says, number one, lo silchatzenu. Number two, v'ger lo silchatz. And number three, v'lo siya kenosha. Meaning, you shouldn't be a nosha. You shouldn't be going after people. You should be tovev money from your friend that you know he's not going to be able to pay. V'ger b'chlalhu. And ger is included. So, Ella, rather, you should say, echadzeb b'shlosha. It's three. Three lavim each time. Tiny Rabbi Lezer, Gadol, Omer, Rabbanei Ma, his hero Torah b'shlosha m'shisha makomos. Why has the Torah was mazir you by a ger 36 times? And some say it was 46 times by ger to treat a ger appropriately. You want to be very careful to ger because if you treat him badly, maybe he'll go back to his old ways. What does it say that the ger you shouldn't be sona him, you shouldn't be lochatzim because you were ger in Eretz Mitzrayim? Why does it hark you back to that you were a ger in Mitzrayim? Tanya, learn a brayser. Nasan Omer Mum Shebechal Tom Lechaverecha. If you have the tea kettle, should call the pot black. If you have a mum in you should not say it to your friend behind you. And that's why, since you are a ger, just like he's a ger, you are a ger. There's no reason to bother him about being a ger. Behind Amar Inchin is what people say. The Zakif Lezikiva Bidiyotk. Someone who has a Kor Mishbacha who was hung or hanged by the king, lo namely lechavi zakev bin nisa. You shouldn't say to your eved or to your son, go hang this fish, because the mentioning of the word of hanging of tliya is considered a gnai. If you have a gnai in your family, you shouldn't mention that. You shouldn't mention that to anybody else.